This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.
Football, fighting, and full-on nonsense. The Stephen Housen Podcast. Made in Manchester.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Stephen Housen Podcast. It's Friday night for the Thursday night podcast. Ben's with us. Obviously, United was at Zoira, or at Old Trafford, playing Zoira last night, so we couldn't exactly do the podcast last night, but we are here tonight with it. It's Friday night.
Probably could have. Judging by what we witnessed yesterday. We
probably could have done it in the Stretford end, in all honesty. No one would have noticed. It was quiet. It was...
behind the goal where there was like that blanket of empty seats.
We could have done it in Romero's six-yard box, in all honesty, couldn't we? Which one's on YouTube? This one's on YouTube, isn't it? Okay, so there's no comments on YouTube yet. There's no one watching us on YouTube yet. Thanks for coming, everybody. As soon as the comments start coming up on YouTube, we'll get it. Naveed is on Facebook. Hello, Naveed. So, yeah, this is the first one, actually, that we have managed to get. We're on MUFC Latest on Facebook. We are on YouTube. And if you're one of those as well, we are also on iTunes. So, however you want to digest this podcast, you are able to digest this podcast because that's the kind of guys that we are. We're dropping it in for you. So, it looks like everything's going to plan. We're only 4 minutes late. I'm pretty impressed with that. I don't know about you.
Well, I think it's a little more than four, but, you know, who cares?
So, let's kick it off. A little bit of housekeeping before we get going. So, we have got a Reddit group. That is r/Housen on Reddit, and that is the YouTube/podcast/bullshit corner on Reddit. So, if you are on Reddit or if you're not on Reddit, go and hit us up on Reddit, and you can talk to us, and you can come and ask us questions in a bit more long form, because as much as we all... Hang on, let's get... There we go. Got some comments there now on YouTube. So, if you've got a longer form question that you want to ask us, hit us up on Reddit. Benteke just scored. Hit us up on Reddit, and we will answer those bigger questions on Reddit later. We are going to go to your questions from YouTube in a few minutes, but I'd like to digest this podcast. but we're going to ask some answer some questions from the guys on YouTube pretty soon, and on Facebook very soon as well. But we are going to go for the longer form ones at the end of the podcast, probably around about 9:45 or something like that. We'll go to the Reddit, so you've got 40-odd minutes. fuck it, let's forget football for a minute. Let's talk about how box office Conor McGregor is.
Ridiculous.
An absolute fucking ridiculous joy for the sport he is. Oh my God.
He's just a walking soundbite, isn't he?
He's brilliant, isn't he? Think about it. The UFC is a league. The UFC is a league. It's like the Premier League. Liam Flynn says, my one is on Housen via bitch slap. My one's on Housen via the other guy pissing his pants and running away. Error!
I tried to stop this guy in Manchester. Guy does not stop for nothing.
No, to my detriment, really. So, I've lost all track of what I was saying. Yeah, so the UFC is a league, right? And the UFC did the best bits of... Here's everything Conor McGregor said at the press conference. Like, what the fuck?
Like 8.5 minutes, wasn't
it? Yeah, 8.5 minutes. Oh, he's absolute box office gold, isn't he? You got the McGregor fan that stands up in the crowd and he's giving shit to Eddie Alvarez. And Eddie Alvarez is like, what's your question? And Conor's like, you ain't got a question. You're just saying you're a little bitch.
Oh yeah, I did enjoy that, definitely.
What was the book about Duncan Edwards called? Fuck me, I should probably be getting royalties on the back of this book at the moment. It's called The Greatest by James Layton. Definitely go and check it out. So, the housekeeping, remember, Reddit group, r/Housen, if you've got a big question in there, ask it on there, and we will answer. And we will come to you guys on YouTube, and we'll come to you guys on Facebook very soon as well. Let's talk about Zoira.
Well, it was just a nice little quick segment, and then move on. I mean, what do you
I
want
mean,
to say?
Fuck me, it was a boring game.
Oh, mate, it was dry.
Joe, when we got there, I got to Platts quite early. I got to Platts about 5 o'clock, and I was knackered then, right? And I was I said to Jaden, I could have a nap me right now. I could proper do in a nap right now. And the game did not help. The game did not help.
Not
at
in
all.
Any way, shape, or form. We didn't have a shot on target, I think, until
the goal.
Until the goal, yeah, until the goal. And that weren't really a shot. He was 2 yards out. Do you know what I mean?
Boring.
I mean, that just shows what. I mean, Herrera's dining it. Dime. Oh, I can't even say the word. Do you know what I mean? How dynamic he is. And now we missed it. Because Fellaini,
but one well, it was two. It was more actually because you had Tony Valencia was out for Fosu Mensa, but that's a straight swap for me. There's no difference there.
Yeah.
Romero literally did nothing, so that didn't make a difference. So is it really Blin's distribution and Fellaini's?
Well, yeah, Blin,
movement.
I think Blin's
was
underrated
that the difference?
In terms of his passing ability.
Do you think I can never put myself in a dressing room where I've been told to go out and do anything apart from fucking obliterate the opposition. So do you think Mourinho's gone? Take it easy, it's a bunch of farmers. You'll piss it. I can't imagine
that
ever.
I can't imagine that. Because you seen before the game, he was going mad with the tactic sheet, you know, in terms of set pieces. And he pulled Pogba over and he's like vigorously going through summer. So I can't imagine he's gone in there and just said,
no, I can't.
Do whatever you want.
That.
I'm not asked about this.
But that's what it looks like, doesn't it? That's what it seems like. People have. It feels like almost that it's come out and he's gone, just fuck about, lads, because.
Try a few tricks, see what works. Treat it like a bit of a practice game. But they're not. I mean, they beat what Kiev 1-0 away on the weekend. They're not overly shit. They're just
obscure, and they're a smaller club than Manchester United. And let's face it, there's a lot of people that are a smaller club than Manchester United. We're a fucking big club, so yeah, of course there's going to be smaller clubs than Manchester United. It's just a boring game. It was like it never got going. It just felt.
It felt like a pre-season game.
Well, it could have been Louis van Gaal sitting in that seat. It was exactly the same thing, and people was coming out after it, making the same sort of excuses we saw under van Gaal, saying, "Oh, we did create chances, we didn't just put them away, and this, that, and the other." And you're like,
I mean, if Rashford's strike goes in, they've got to come out more, haven't they? So, I think
Jesse Lingard had a chance in the first half as well, which I think he just didn't fall for him.
I think the longer it went on, obviously they thought, "Oh, we can get some of it, and we'll try and hit him on a counter attack," which they got behind a couple of times.
Well,
but
the longer that game went on, the more you could actually see that it would probably go down the route of they'll get a 0-0 win, or they'll get a real mad breakaway or a set piece at the end.
It just seemed too laboured on the ball, didn't it? Like too many touches, slowing it down. Exactly what we'd seen all season, apart from Leicester.
Have we seen that all season?
Yeah, because even Bournemouth really. The first half was that. We got a goal, the first one.
Yeah, we had actually, because even Leicester in the Charity Shield, I mean, I remember saying, there's a big Van Gaal sort of hangover feeling.
Well, there were moments, weren't he? Jesse ripped about four of them and put the finish in. That was the highlight of the game.
What a
fucking
goal that was, by the way. I don't think anyone talks about that enough.
Yeah. I mean,
I rewatched the Cup Final vlog today.
Did you?
Yeah, I was fucking about on my LinkedIn, and I got a link on there for that, and I was like, I'm going to watch this again. It's like 28 minutes long. Shows how little I was doing today. I was doing that while I was waiting for FIFA to download, which we've not got that in the list of shit to talk about, but I'm sure we probably will talk about that in a bit, actually.
I've only played the demo. I had time to get the new one. And I've got a decent game with Leicester on 16. I want to try and win something with before I go on to
Someone just asked me, what do I think of Jack the Stonemason? I've seen him fight a couple of times actually on UCC at the Troxy. Decent level fighter. Don't know how far he would go in the UFC, but he's one that probably could take the step up, I think, and do okay with it. But yeah, I mean, we'll probably get more into MMA. I mean, this might have been. I've not really looked into it too much, but I know that there's a hell of a card going down this weekend in Glasgow, which you should really pay attention to. AC Burkhart, it's a Russian organisation, and they're coming. They're really going for it with a UK card, and they've got Rob Whiteford headlining it. Saul Rogers is on there, and that's the only guy. This is the only place you're going to see him because the guy fucked up on his visa application. So you're only going to see him by watching him on something like ACB, and the guy's legit as fuck, deserves to be in the UFC, absolutely smashed it on The Ultimate Fighter, and then just fucked it, basically, didn't he? YouTube commenter saying, James Wilson, does he have a future at Manchester United, and how would he fit in? Well, he's still proper double young.
Is he
20 now, I think.
Which, yeah.
Alan Shearer was turd until he was 21, 22.
I know, but it's a different age, isn't it, then? Although he's saying that, you've got like Jamie Vardy who come through from there, so I suppose I keep my mouth shut on that. But I'd like to hope so, wouldn't you? I mean,
I've said for a while he had a higher ceiling, although I'm changing my tune on that a little bit with every game Rashford fucking plays, that technically he was a better footballer than Rashford. But attitude, pace and determination have elevated Rashford above him. Finishing-wise, certainly in the lower age groups, James Wilson was one of the best finishers I've ever fucking seen in football. Class, unbelievable finish on him. There was holes in his game, but you thought the level of finishing that he had, that his ceiling was probably a lot higher, probably a lot smoother and a lot classier a footballer than Marcus was. Marcus would miss quite a lot of chances. But he comes in and absolutely fucking obliterates it. He's been nominated for this Golden Boy. Would you put it against it winning it? I mean
that 40 nominations, that's a lot. Do you know what I mean? There's some, you know, you look at that and you're like, who's who of you doing it? I mean, there's some in there. That...
If you're playing Footy Manager this season, all you do is you get the Golden Boy list and you try and sign all of them.
Well, I was chatting with a lad at work who plays FIFA, and like we do it on career mode, and obviously you're looking at trying to sign youngsters who progress into it. And I was like reading them out, I was like, yeah, so I signed him, Brandt, signed Leo Sané, you know, he did one, I can't remember now. There's loads on there, but obviously 40 on it. And Ruben Loftus-Cheek, though. I don't get why he's
there's,
named
there's
it.
A few random ones in there, I think. That's a good question. I'll get to that one in a second. There's a few random players on there, but there's also random players end up winning. Like, Anderson won it on the back of, like, a handful of decent games. Very good games for United.
Was it?
Yeah, because he won it after.
Oh, yeah, in 2008.
He had Gerrard on a lead, didn't he, in that first game?
And Fabregas.
And then...
Do you remember his debut? I think it was Derby.
It was mint?
No, it weren't.
His debut? No, I don't remember his debut.
Derby County. First season, I think he played 45 minutes, and he was just like, really? Who's this kid? He looked absolutely shocking, but I think that was more to the fact that he was coming back from his broken leg at the time to getting his match sharpness. And as we all know now, he likes to eat.
And he likes birdcage on a Wednesday and not showering, apparently, allegedly.
Oh, and eating in the shower.
Eating in the shower?
I don't know, I heard that one. I don't know if that's true.
I'll fuck it, roll with it. Right, so one of the questions that I've just seen was the worst United side to win the league.
I mean, it's mad, isn't it? You can be classified as a bad team that win the league, but...
But they happen. Probably the 92-93 side, really, because that was a bit of an incomplete side. It struggled, really. It limped over the line to win the league. Because the 93-94 side was a bit more formidable. The 95-96 side was good. The 96-97 side was fucking good. 99 side was a 99 side. 2000 won it by record points. Yeah, or record it's probably, early in the season.
Yeah, it's probably 2001 then.
Or was it? No, 2001 was still quality.
Oh, no, because Bex was still there, wasn't he? Yeah. Scholes, yeah. Keane.
I don't know if Varane was there or came after that. I think Varane and Nistelrooy came after that. And then
yeah, because they won it with Rio, didn't they, in 2003, 2004?
Yeah.
That one. Yeah, and then 07. No, was it 08?
No, 07, 08, 09. Then Chelsea won it 2010. 2010. Yeah, in 2010.
I suppose on the back of it, you might say the one with Van Persie in it. Because of the fact that we did so badly,
we'd come behind so many, but it was an enjoyable way to win the league, I think.
Yeah.
Everyone in the comments here is saying 12-13. I just thought that was a little bit obvious. I just wanted to go through them and have a think.
There was football gold on.
What about the 11 team? The 11 team exactly wasn't exactly up to much, was it?
We got to the Champions League final, though.
Yeah, but we were shit.
We weren't shit, was we? Because if it weren't for Barcelona, we would have had like. European Cups.
But, let's be truthful here, that was a shit United team. And when you look at Fergie's reign, that 2011 team's not a vintage team, remembered well. Yeah, but... And I know it got to a Champions League final, but that was post-Ronaldo. Rooney had no air.
Yeah, well, that's when he had a bit of fire in his belly.
Joe, you know what? Someone saying that, 2011. That goal he scored against Barcelona doesn't get brought up enough. That's a winning goal.
Yeah, well, it does, because you brought it up either last week or the week before. So
I rate that goal, mate. It was the top. I'm single-handedly trying to fucking make people remember about some of the shit Wayne Rooney did that wasn't quite so terrible.
Milan, home and away.
Oh, mate. That one where I jibbed you in on.
That was 3-2 one. No, that was when Ronaldo scored the winner. Kaká scored two, didn't he?
Didn't Rooney score right of the death at that one?
Or was it? It was either Rooney or Ronaldo. But that was, didn't we get beat 3-0 away from home in that? Because that was the year before that we really looked like
that
a
was
formidable
when we started
team.
The Frank Lampard list.
Frank Lampard list.
After we watched us get capitulated, let's talk about Gabby Ainge, right? Because this is a brilliant tangent to come off on. Gabby Ainge, when was the last time you seen a fullback get Player of the Year?
Mm.
He was mint as fuck, double mint, right?
And he scored on his debut game.
Double shit after that, and he was horrifically bad. Like, Milan is the game that stands out in my head about how fucking bad he was. Because he just got torn to pieces. He was just diving in like, fuck it.
Man. Yeah, but I think he would... Because Evra was there, wasn't he? And he'd lost...
Did Gabby Ainge play centre-half that night?
I don't know. I can't remember. He lost his place to Evra, didn't he? And Evra's a machine. Absolute machine.
What year do you reckon that was? In fact, I can just put Man United v Milan.
When we got beat 3-0?
Yeah. 07.
Was it? Nah, I don't think it was 07. I think it was more like 2005.
It might have been 06, you know.
I'm sure it was 2005.
Wasn't it the year they won it? 07. Boom. 2nd of May 07.
All right, yeah. Oh, because we played him in 05 and got beat 1-0 away.
The team was... Nah, he played left back that day. Yeah. The team was Wes Brown, John O'Shea, Vidic... and Hines as the back four. That's a shit back four, let's face it.
Nah. Oh, well.
It is.
Where was you?
Carrick, Fletcher, Giggs, Scholes.
Wes Brown and Min.
That's not a bad team, in all honesty, though. As a full team. Ronaldo and Rooney up front. Scholes, Giggs, Carrick and Fletcher in midfield. Giggs was shit in 2007, though. That was before he figured out how he had to play. Luis Saha, mate, come off the bench. I fucking love Luis Saha.
Luis Saha's got a Champions League winners medal. 2008. How mad's that? So Silvestre. Mikel Silvestre. He was in the squad for 2008. I'm sure he was.
Fuck me.
Mad, that, isn't it?
Let's have a look at their team, though, right? Dida, turd. Odo, turd. Nesta, quality. Ambrosini, quality. Gattuso, would have. Oh, I would have picked him up from Milan myself. Janoklovski, turd. Kaká, that season. Yeah. Did he Ballon d'Or that year?
Possibly.
I think he did win Ballon d'Or that year. Seedorf, who loves a European Cup win. Inzaghi and Pirlo. Pirlo, hang on.
And Calabria.
This has got Pirlo as a forward. I don't fucking think so. That was a good team, though. That's a hell of a midfield. In fact, that's a fucking hell of a midfield.
Yeah.
Pirlo, Kaká and Gattuso. Forget about the rest of them that's in there. Seedorf.
Ambrosini.
Yeah.
Seedorf was mint.
Seedorf was top. Off the bench, Gilardino, Cafu and Favelli. They had a hell of a... Didn't they have Stam that year as well?
I don't know.
Was it 05 that he played against Liverpool?
Nah, I can't remember.
They've had some fucking bad boy teams. Yap Stam played... There's a team that Yap Stam's in with Milan that's absolutely wicked. Proper good. Someone's saying, what belt am I at jiu-jitsu? I don't do gi jiu-jitsu, I do no gi, so I'm white belt.
No belt.
Yeah, I'm no belt.
Can confirm he hasn't got a belt.
No. I've got one in the drawer over there, but it's just a belt. It's all my jeans up. That was a bad game, that. Because it was 3-0 and, like...
Depressing.
It was...
We got schooled.
Yeah, it was, like, a 3-0 and...
But I think that was, like, one that he had made him look at himself, didn't it? Because, obviously, we won it the year after.
Shit, yeah. With virtually that team, minus Gabby Ainge. Yeah, Evra would have been there.
Yeah.
07?
Yeah, because he comes same time as Nemanja.
Hmm. Well, yeah, of course.
So that must have been the beginning of the end for Ainge.
When he was, and he was looking at, maybe he chopped him.
And then he thought he was going to go Liverpool. No chance, mate.
As if, pal. Someone saying, Legendary 628 is saying, I'm really scared of Liverpool.
What, go into the place?
Yeah, I'd be scared of Liverpool as well. It's a scary place. One thing that we was going to talk about tonight was the Premier League 8 and Sam Allardyce and the corruption and stuff like that.
The alleged
corruption, but it's not broke. We're hearing a lot of, oh, this might come out and that might come out, but it's not come out yet.
I know. I think a lot of it's just speculation, isn't it? And people trying to be like, put things out to get the cat amongst the pigeons, so to speak, and get people talking. And people would love it to be something to do with United, and they, do you know what I mean? Anyone who, well, the ABUs, and just so they can go, ah, we knew it, they've been bent for years, that's why they won all this, and blah, blah,
well,
blah.
Well, there was a rumour going round, which I cannot believe, and, you know, I'll state my case here that this is a rumour. Saying it's a rumour isn't anything fucking bad, it's just, like, there is a rumour. And there was a rumour that Mourinho and Fergie was in this, and I think if Mourinho and Fergie are in this, then Sam Allardyce is not the first name you call out the bag, and then you don't go to some guy from Barnsley. If you've got Mourinho and Fergie, that's not just back page news, that is fucking front page worldwide news. Like, yeah, one of the greatest managers ever, and a current Manchester United biggest club in the world manager. Like,
I'm not saying that we're bigger news worldwide than England, because England is only really thought of in what? England, isn't it, really? It's not outside of it. We
the England same, national team.
Yeah, we don't have the same, like, focus on the press for our national team outside than all the hacks do here.
No, not at all.
But Matt Henderson's he fucked up. Didn't
Matt
he?
Henderson. Hello, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Everyone's saying the screen has gone.
It's back now.
It's on ours. the stream looks fine on this end, so... The camera's gone. That might have been a second ago when it's just come up saying that the battery was going to die, but it's not, obviously. Let me just hit refresh on this for those on the ones and twos to see if it's working or not. Oh no, yeah, it has gone.
Huh?
What's happened there?
Because you've only got 10% battery.
It might have just kicked it out. Oh, we can't get back onto that stream.
Oh, what?
Let's just go live. So it'll just go live as a new thing. Well, look at that. That's hanging, isn't it?
I don't know, yeah. What's going on there? Can't be sending that one off.
Oh, we're still there anyway, so if you can hear us, I don't think you can hear us because that stream now will have stopped, I think. Stream is over. Let me just tell everyone in here.
So this is, instead of like reading or watching his own vlog for 28 minutes a day because he said he had nothing to do, he could have tested this to make sure it all worked.
It was working. I don't know how I get the link here.
Open it up.
It might be on Twitter. Let me just see if it's chucked it out on Twitter. No, so that was that one.
So you need another one. Technology.
Fucking nightmare, innit?
You're trying to stream on all these devices.
What a bloody nightmare. So that ended up being 20 minutes. So this is going out somewhere, and I'm sure we'll get it after the fact. So whatever, we'll just keep going.
So what was that?
There's 10 people here, so everyone can see us.
Right.
Is it on the same link, everybody, or is it just started off a whole new link? Because I'm pretty sure that one said it was over. Why is Simeone better than Pepe and Jose, etc.? Pep. And have I ever been to Kronglestein? I've never been to Kronglestein. Oh, it looks like it's on the same link, actually. That's a bonus.
I hope it is. Or different. I've seen different link.
It's a different link. I'll just hit refresh. Is it? Oh, yeah, it's just started again, that's why. All right, never mind. Whatever.
You just pause it on?
No, but we'll have to get the comments off there. I think Simeone's better because he's proved... Like, I was talking about this today, actually, that Sir Alex Ferguson has... proven that he could take a team from relative obscurity and make them something better. And that's what he did with Aberdeen, did it with United. Now, if Guardiola had taken over Liverpool as they are right now and then gone and smashed it, then yeah, undoubtedly. But he's gone from top club to top club now. What happens if Ancelotti wins the Champions League with Bayern Munich? So they've gone from Champions League.
They hate Pep only in Germany. Absolutely.
So they've gone from Champions League winners, not Champions League winners, and the Coastal League, so that's not even a competition. And then they win the Champions League again. Like,
Well, and Ancelotti's the man to do it with him.
Yeah,
well.
Of course he is. Pep's the depression in that. So
they got beat off by Atletico on Tuesday, and Pep got the blame for it. So yeah, I think the same way as in, like, LVG gets the blame for our style at the minute, and Mourinho trying to, like, drum it out of him.
Ancelotti's underrated, correct, mate?
Yeah, definitely. I love that. Would have loved Ancelotti there.
Ancelotti was the guy that I was thinking I'd like to see come
straight after Fergie.
Yeah. There was another good comment as well a second ago, and I've lost it. Sean Goss can't hold a place down in the 23s at the moment, and I'm not 100% sure on the reasons why for that. Real tidy footballer, but if you can't get injuries and can't hold a place down, then I don't know what. I just don't know.
Thomas Tuchel at Dortmund. Yeah, he's tactically, he's doing really well. I think. Well, they played Bayern in the Super Cup, or the German Super Cup, won it at the beginning of the season, and I think they absolutely battered him, but they got undone. And I think it was a bit of naivety, really. And then I really, really thought on, was it Tuesday when they played Madrid? It was Tuesday. I thought he was going to beat him, because the last time Madrid got beat in Europe was away at Dortmund 2-1. It's 23 games ago now. That's some record. That.
Oh, Madrid, yeah?
Yeah.
And I actually didn't think that it was going to be all that under... under Zidane, and he's killed it. He's absolutely killed it.
Is it? There's people who call him the lucky manager, though, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, to be fair, he's kind of.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I'm just going to tweet out the link. We've got the new link, so.
You need luck, don't you? I mean, Fergie certainly had his fair share of luck. And then just to go back onto what you're saying about Pep, like, City's academy is supposed to be best in the world, but he's brought in Gabriel Jesus. Leroy Sané.
He's brought in a load of players that are literally going to clog up.
Yeah, and they're going to be... I mean, they've got a few. They've got, obviously, Iñacho and that Garcia as well. I remember watching him against Chelsea last year. He looked decent. But other than that, you don't really hear a lot.
I've watched their 23s now, and I've watched their 18s against us, like, in the last couple of weeks. That Brahim Diaz, quality. He is like someone's just gone copy-paste on Aguero. He's mint. He's little, loads of skill. Joiny just got that deadly, something's going to happen every time this little fucker gets the ball.
Yeah.
And he was even wearing number 16 as well the other week when we saw him. So I'm impressed with him. And Jadon Sancho in the 18s, who's only 16 and he's massive. He's another fucker that's just doing deadlifts and step overs all day long. And he looks like he could do something. He scored the other night.
Mm.
He set Angel up and an Angel returned a favour for him. In the under-17s, they beat Croatia 5-0. I think Croatia was meant to be favourites for that group.
They won 3-0 today, didn't they, as well?
Which great group was that?
Angel Gomez group.
Oh, was it? Yeah. I didn't see.
I'm sure he tweeted out. Was it today or yesterday? No, it might have been yesterday. Another 3-0 win.
Oh, shit.
Sure he did.
Hang on, I've got it here. 3-0 win against Greece. Happy to captain team to another victory. Fucking smashing it.
Mm.
He didn't score though, because he would have texted.
Yeah.
Can Marshall live up to the Henry claims? He's had a bad 6 months or so.
I mean, he's had a lot of personal stuff, hasn't he, which is going to affect you.
Yeah, I think if your missus fucks off back to France with your kid, that's.
To be fair, that game against Watford where he got a bit of injury was the maybe best thing, so it could take him out of the limelight for a bit. Because Rashford had to start no matter what.
Oh, Rashford's so fucking good at the moment.
I know. So he. Is obviously giving him that time and developing. I mean, obviously, you wanted to mention Memphis as well.
Yeah, I did want to talk about Memphis because the preview we did for Devils today, go check it out, quick plug. Sam said, is he finished? And I'm like, fucking hell.
What?
He's been here 14 months.
What is he, 22?
14 months, right? And people are overstating how bad he was last year because he wasn't bad, he just wasn't that good or effective. But he was. He's still delivering more quality than Ashley Young has ever fucking seen, even on a FIFA game.
Yeah, but the thing with Ashley Young is he's got versatility, and that's what I was going to say, because he can come on and, like, come on for Timbo Dini yesterday, and he can give you that energy up and down where you can't play Memphis anywhere other than...
As a winger,
because he can't play centre-forward. He can't play as a number 10, I don't think.
Depends on the way the team lines up. I think he could play both of those, depending on who else was around him, I think.
But not... in front of you, we've got there to play at number 10.
No.
At the minute.
But then again, I wouldn't play the club captain either, to be
honest. Well, neither would I, but... Well, he's not getting played, is he? I mean, he's seen... You seen when he come on yesterday, that pass that he could have to Pogba?
Yeah.
Well, he's just... that Rashford ended up saving for him. I mean, it's just like, his first touch is dead heavy. Pereira, future at United. Hopefully.
I hope so. He's a very, very talented footballer. Dab. Look, I told you, you're more likely to see me wearing a Liverpool shirt than Dab. Bale, Griezmann or Neymar, which one do you want at United? Any of the above, would that do? Liam Flynn says, fuck Memphis, get him out, take that number 7 off him. He's had 2 good games, the rest of muck. I don't think so, no, because prior to Shaw getting injured, he was very good.
Someone was just put like body parts, I only seen a bit of it.
We'll see on that one probably.
But it was...
Oh, create your hybrid player using body parts. Giggs left foot, Fellaini's chest, Ronaldo's heart. Oh, Christ, I don't know. It don't work like that, does it?
Skulls might, no.
Angel Gomez before Memphis getting a chance any day. Do you know what?
You may do.
The stats from him this season are absolutely mental. Someone saying, Steve, I need to know who to bet on Dublin or Mayo. Is that Gaelic football? Is that hurling? Do you know what? I'd love to have a go at hurling. Because that's fucking mental.
Is that the one? Is it?
That's
is it
like a cricket bat, baseball bat sort of
affair. Is it like a bit like lacrosse sort of thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think I watched, it was like a final. I watched it on Sky a couple of years ago and I was like, wow, there's about 80,000 people here for a final. Yeah. But it ended up 0-0, I think. So they had to replay it. But yeah, it looked really, really exciting.
He's just said, yup. So that was that Gaelic or hurling? which one?
Yeah, come on, let's know.
I think that means it's Gaelic, because Gaelic's massive over there as well. They play at Croke Park, don't they, which is 100,000-ish, I think. That's one of the big ones. Is that where it is? Is it at Croke Park? Or Croker, as I believe it's known locally?
It's the fastest ball game in the world.
Is it? Faster than baseball? Come to Ireland for a hurling match. I'd love to go and experience sports and do daft shit. Like, I did Nordic skiing when I was in the army.
Oh, no.
Like, when was the last time? Oh, it's hurling.
All right, never 0-0. Well, it was a draw anyway. Might have been 1-1 then.
I'd love to go and watch one of those. In fact, that'd make a quality vlog. Cause
yeah, because I would like to see like as much live sport as we can.
Yeah, I'd go bullfighting. I don't care what people think about, you know, the cruelty and all that sort of shit. It's an experience, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like for my stag do, I wanted to go Pamplona and do the bull running thing. I'd still fucking do it now. I got some footwork on me, even for a fat lad. So I don't know when them bulls getting nowhere near me.
No, I'm alright.
How much points am I looking for going to Anfield or Stamford Bridge?
4.
Yeah, 4.
I'd be
fucking well happy with 4.
Yeah, definitely.
What's the best headed goal you've ever seen from a United player? Probably one of Vidic's.
No, I remember Ronaldo corner, Roma away, and he just absolutely...
Oh, shit. He might as well have had a ladder.
That was a bullet.
He's one of the Champions League final, wasn't exactly bad.
Yeah. Steve Bruce, what about Sheffield Wednesday?
Oh, my... Well, I didn't see it because... cheers, Dad. I was near the cricket ground by the time them fuckers went in.
Was you? Yeah. Oh, I was there, mate.
Dad used to be one of them that would be like, right, fuck it, let's go. Let's fucking run.
Nah, you got to stay to the end.
Nope, we didn't. Not that
That's
day.
Why we passed all the way down at that Texaco. Because by the time you got there, the traffic had died down anyway.
Well, we still park pretty close, though. We used to park on Ayres Road. Where the cricket ground is now, where the tram stop is... That road, before the trams got there, that used to be a road you could drive down. Now the tram literally is the,
Roy Keane,
where the road was.
Oh, what a medal that was
there. Oh, of course, yeah.
Just like the whole whole performance from
the
him.
Whole thing. We used to park there, near that trap where what is now the tram stop. So that road didn't even exist anymore, but it used to be just fucking cars for days, park there. I still park there for a few years. But yeah, we used to fuck off down there.
No, I don't watch cricket. Do you watch cricket?
I don't watch cricket, mate, no.
I'd go to a 2020 match.
I would go. Like, I don't watch baseball, right? You couldn't pay me to watch baseball before I went on my honeymoon, but I went and watched San Francisco Giants and I got into it. Like, the crowd is...
into it?
Trust me, right?
I've been. I went to the same... Well, not the same game, but I went to the...
Oh, you went to Giants with them chicks?
Yeah.
That Whelan fell in love with. The crowd was getting me into it. Like, Joe, as shit was, like, getting a bit tense, you could feel a bit of an energy in the crowd.
We went to the bleachers and we just sang United songs.
Maybe because it was too many of you lot, Joe, right, to feel what was going on around you.
No.
I think so.
I don't know. I
got it anyway.
Boring as shit.
And do you know, after I'd been, because everywhere we went, just put the telly on, like, where you're getting ready and stuff, and then they put the little fucking square on, don't they, and show you where, like, the last 6 balls have been. I got into like watching it a little bit like that. I could watch the highlights a bit like that.
It's too long. Why do they have to drag everything out? It does not need to be that long. Any sort of sport.
Well, we went to UCLA, didn't we, as well, for the football.
Yeah.
started at 6 in the fucking morning when Derek, one of the writers from MMA Latest, goes, I'll come pick you up. And I was like, okay, cool. And he's like, I'll get you at 6:30. And I was like,
no.
It's like, did he... In the fucking morning?
Yeah.
So
for a 2 o'clock afternoon kickoff.
It was dinner time. I think it was 1 o'clock.
Nah,
no. Still got a ticket from somewhere. So I was like, right, okay. So he come and got us at that time. And he's like, yeah, we do drinking and games and barbecue and all that sort of shit.
Yeah, then the tailgate parties sound pretty cool.
So he goes, there's a tailgate party, and it's like nothing you've ever seen if you watch football in England. For starters, everyone's happy. Like,
yeah, it's the 49ers, sorry, not the Giants.
Well, no, it was the San Francisco Giants baseball.
Is it Giants or is it the 49ers?
No, it was the 49ers is the football team.
They're all the same.
But yeah, it was the Giants went and watched at, I think it's at Giants Stadium. I don't think it's even got a funny name. On Willie Mays Avenue. So yeah, with the UCLA game we went to, like, there is literally barbecues. Everyone's like got a pickup truck, yeah, and they pull like a gazebo out of the back of it, and they've got all like fishing chairs in a circle. They've got like trestle tables full of fucking chip and dip, and and like frankfurters and fucking burgers and everything. It was absolutely mint. And then they had this octopus bong.
Oh yeah, thing. I bet you loved a bit of sausage, didn't you?
Love sausage, mate. Not even a gay joke. Just love sausage. And they had this like octopus, beer octopus sort of thing. So you sort of like just fucking. They pour a couple of pints and then you just suck whatever comes down your finger out of it. Obviously smashed them. 49ers at a football, Giants at a baseball. That's it, AT&T Park. That's the fella. Who do I think would win between McGregor and Khabib? In all honesty, I think Khabib's going to take him down and kick his ass. But the problem is Khabib will never be fit for a fight. You can book it 5 times. It's probably never going to happen.
you need that because you need him to be fighting. If you're booking him as the main event, you need him to be the main event and not
sure the last time Khabib fought, in honestly. It feels like ages ago. Do I think Angel Gomez is like Ronaldinho? No, he's way more like an Iniesta sort of player, like someone who's just making shit tick. He's fucking quality at the moment. He's in some serious form. Is Mourinho trying to replicate his Inter team? Could be a little bit of that. It's not a bad shout.
As long as he makes Hazard to beat United. That's all I want. Celtic Rangers in the English Pyramid. No thanks.
No, I would.
Would you?
Yeah, they've got to start at the fucking bottom though.
What, like conference?
No, League Two.
As in like the professional. Well, most of the conference is professional though. That's the thing. I know it's a different attachment, the National League from the English.
No, I'd put him in League Two, and I'm sure they'd both get out of League Two, no problem. They'd both get out of League One, no problem, I would have thought. I'm going to get out of the Championship, though.
I don't know. Brendan Rodgers claimed that Celtic would be top six in the Premier League, didn't he?
He's a fucking idiot, mate. Absolute idiot.
Just because you do one good performance against City, and like they have got a mint home record in the Champions League, but I don't think they could replicate
this
week in,
it's
week
cup
out.
Finals,
yeah,
for
every time. Because they struggled against the part-time team in the cup, wasn't it? The week before? Alloa Athletic, was it? 2-0.
The fact that they lose any games in a season tells you that. Over the course of a season, they're going to struggle.
But look at the team who it's made up of. You've got Colo Touré centre-half.
You've got rejects from the U.
You've got Scott Sinclair.
They get fucked.
Tierney looks decent.
Right, the Middlesbrough team that just come up.
Craig Gordon.
That Middlesbrough team that's just come up is better than Celtic, right?
Yeah.
All day long. Just because they've got a massive fan base, which they have, and just because they've got a quality atmosphere, which they have. Moussa Dembélé.
Yeah, Moussa Dembélé.
Like
I was so surprised that he went there. Mm. Everyone was after him. There was a lot of Premier League clubs after him. Maybe he thought, I'm going to play, got a chance to play in European football on a regular basis. And he looks decent.
He does. But I don't see them being better than... If they came into the English Pyramid, which has got Welsh teams in it, they're a Newcastle for me. Big stadium, bit of a wild fan base, cold as fuck. Can be in the Premier League for a couple of years and then be in the Championship for a year. Probably come straight back up, but I think they flirt around that, mate. I think they become...
I don't know, because the thing is, like, money talks, doesn't it? And they obviously do have a good team. You know, one thing I really want to say about Celtic, actually, before I do say, that safe standing area, what a fucking top idea that is. It was absolutely bouncing.
Have you seen it for all of their games? It's been like that for all their games. Loads of colour, loads of flags. Every fucker's really bought into it. The problem with the safe standing, it's not even safe standing, it's just standing.
Just standing,
right?
And
it's not even a standing. It's not even
it's like saying fasted cardio, it's just cardio.
The singing section, should we say, because that's the technical term for it, at Old Trafford. Everyone in Manchester thinks they're too fucking cool to bring flags and stuff. We look at Liverpool and we go, fucking Scouse cunts. That's shit. But it's not. Visually, it's awesome. What they do for European games and all the flags and all the scarves. And if United tried to implement it, it'd feel plastic as fuck. So you've got to let it come from the fans. Yeah. So that's where Stretford and flags need to step in and fucking do something.
The thing is, when we was kids and that, you used to have those banners that went all around the ground, like the massive flags, like the red, white, and black.
I don't think they were club organised. That was just a guy fucking whipped it out of a bag at the front.
In Stretford End, there was loads of them, and they went round. And I remember, like, in the 90s, like, Porto, especially when we were beating 4-0.
You can't bring them in now.
You had the Cantona flags, the red, white, and blue, the French Cantona flags. I had one of them, and I loved, like, swinging that about.
Well, I've shown you, haven't I? I've got the photo of mine, I took it to Afghanistan and everything with us.
Right, mine's long gone.
King kept me safe. It's at my mum and dad's in a garage somewhere.
All my United stuff from when I was a kid, just gone. I think my mum just threw it.
Like, see ya.
Good.
Yeah. I can't remember what the fuck I was going to say.
I don't know. We were talking about Celtic being in the English Premier, weren't we? But,
oh, yeah, you wouldn't get them TIFOs in no more because you're not allowed a flag more than 1 by 1.5 metres or 1 by 1.2 metres.
Who makes all this?
Which is about
bureaucratic bullshit.
Fucking that big.
Nonsense. It's absolutely nonsense. For what? Obviously, because do you need to press that on there?
Yeah, probably. Is he going to fuck it again?
Oh, no.
We'll find out in about 10 seconds if it fucks it up on there. Fucking hell.
It's mad, isn't it? How, like, everything's PC. Can't do nothing. It's gone off.
Fuck's sake.
Oh, no, it's back.
Hey, we're back. No panic.
No, CR7.
Oh. If you've got the choice, you're doing all right.
Yeah.
If you can choose between those. I think Carrick could have helped yesterday with distribution and subsequently transition. What do you think?
Because they did exactly the same as Northampton, really.
We knew it was going to be on the ball quite a lot. So someone who can knock the ball left and right and finds players like that, and I think that would have been a better option than Fellaini. Because what's Fellaini in the team for? To stop attacks? To be a bit of a bully?
He did one great tackle, didn't he, in the middle, their half.
I don't even remember.
He like chopped it back and then he set an attack off. That was like the best moment. He's 6'4". He can't fucking edit.
He's got the best chest in world football.
He can't edit. He can't jump. I reckon I can jump higher than him. Definitely.
You can't jump either.
Yeah, I can, mate. Mate, when I was a kid, Mick Legger that had us doing those plyometric box jumps and you used to have to put the mats down and you jump. I was mint at it. I can leap, mate, like a salmon. Trust me, I can still do that.
You can't run, though.
I can't sprint. I can actually run. I did 5K on Monday.
Yeah, but you're not fast.
Don't need to be fast. No. I just did it in 21 minutes. It's not bad.
What the fuck was I going to say? I had something to talk about then. We're 10 seconds behind. What? Is that the sound? Is the sound fucked up now? Since everything's just completely messing around. That's an absolute nightmare. Do I see McGregor returning to 145? I really don't. I think he's absolutely knackered. Who do you think is going to be the next England manager? That's a hell of a question. Because
Gareth Southgate, if he beats Moller and Slovenia,
he'd be like, the FA have had a meeting this week and they've gone, who's the boringest, most safest appointment we can have? We can't have any wide boys. Mm-hmm. Like, who can we go for? So you're like, Gareth Southgate's boring, isn't it?
That Wenger's not ruled out, has he?
Oh, someone just said there, Arsene Wenger. I think that'd probably be a good appointment for everyone involved, you know?
Yeah.
Someone just put, who the fuck is Gareth Southgate? Gareth Southgate was a footballer that used to play for Middlesbrough, Swindon, and...
and do pizza adverts.
Who else did he play for?
Palace, because Roy Keane stamped on him in the 90...
That was at Palace, yeah.
90... Was it 90... 96 FA Cup semi-final? Yeah, it was. Or was it 94?
No, that wasn't a semi, was it? Was that
94? Because it was at Villa Park, yeah. Yeah, I think it was 94, maybe. Keane stamps in a minute. Keane don't like him.
Which means he's ace.
Bruce is not getting the manager's job.
Nah, but Bruce could be one of the ones.
Eddie Howe to Arsenal? Nah, doubt it. Not too soon.
Can we expect success even though we keep getting bang average managers?
Are you talking about England? Nah.
Yeah, I don't really care. Gigs for England manager. I actually think that the manager should be like the players. Like, you have to qualify by being a national.
Really? I don't see that.
Yeah, your whole support staff. Capello, England manager, playing against Italy. Like, are you telling me there's no conflict there?
Well,
it should be. Well, it depends. The whole staff.
It depends who's putting money in my pocket. Because if I've got...
Well, why can't we buy fucking Cristiano Ronaldo then? And that was an April Fool one year, actually. It was a very good April Fool, because a couple of people was like,
What?
Really? That the English FA had bought out Cristiano Ronaldo's registration from Portugal, and he was going to be an England player.
Yeah, but obviously that's not going to happen.
Oh, it was an April Fool.
Yeah, but managers-wise, you can have anyone who you want to manage a club.
Yeah, but I personally think you shouldn't. I think it should be English. No, you're Brazilian, it should be a Brazilian. I think if you're, fucking...
Alan Shearer, no.
No, why? Have you watched his analysis on Match of the Day? Can you imagine
England,
what his team talks
are overrated
like?
And overpaid. Yeah, man. I agree.
The England manager's job is the richest manager job in international football.
£3 million for Sam.
So what do you get for your money? You get Sam Allardyce's, you get Roy Hodgson's. These are not coveted managers, are they? Who's the best manager out there? That's what the England FA should go. We've got more money than fucking anybody else. Who do we want to get? And then just go and get whoever they want. There was talk that Brendan Rodgers was in for the job. Why is he being considered?
I don't know.
Why am I not being considered if Brendan Rodgers is getting considered?
I mean, what did he want?
I turned it down, though, to be fair.
I don't know. I probably do with Sam Allardyce, allegedly, and speak on camera and then still get paid £1 million to leave.
High five!
He must have been the highest paid England manager of all time for that 67 days that he was in.
Well, he was the best England manager of all time as well, so there you go.
One in one. Lucky though, won it 95th minute. I mean, I didn't watch it, I won't know.
Wins a win.
Tim Sherwood. Nah, you're alright. I wouldn't be surprised if he was on the list.
Casson saying, my footy manager save predicted that Portugal would get beat in France. Would beat France in Euro 2016 final. Now it's saying that Ukraine will win 2020.
Worth a
is
pound?
Is it worth a pound?
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Maybe. It's in Ukraine, isn't it? Is it in Ukraine?
No, 2020 is the one that's everywhere.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Both semis are at Wembley, I think, actually, aren't they?
I don't know.
It's something mad like that, yeah. I think it's the final in Madrid. And
don't know. It's mad like, I think around like Ukraine and, is it Kazakhstan? They've got like the Super Cup and they've got the Europa League final, I think, around that area.
The Europa League final for this year is in Sweden, isn't it? Mr. Ibrahimovic. I think that one's gone down. I think Facebook might have gone down, although it looks like it's up on that. Are you on Facebook? Is anyone here on Facebook? Maybe. Maybe not.
I don't know.
Only 5 people on Facebook. Absolutely smashing it. the team talks with Cantona would be phenomenal, wouldn't they?
Yeah. But
you also probably wouldn't understand what you were saying, but...
People probably go look like confused as fuck. Like, what?
Especially like, can you imagine Phil Jones getting a team talk off Cantona?
Listen, Phil Jones is not getting no team talk, mate. He's not even putting his footy boots on again.
No, not now. Roshan and Axel are in the first team.
Yeah,
Warren Joyce, England manager. Fuck me, what an absolute shout that is. Because he has to deal. He can't buy players ever.
It's like people who go play for England, like. They've got like massive egos, haven't they? And they get paid a lot of money.
They actually get paid a lot of money just for playing for England as well.
But a lot of them donate their fees, though.
Do they?
I don't know.
Did one guy donate one fee once? Was that maybe the story?
I don't know. You represent your country should be enough, shouldn't it?
I'm amazed it was paid, to be honest.
Well, yeah.
Absolutely amazed it was paid.
I mean, the clubs are taking a risk, aren't they? Because they're still paying the wages.
Yeah, you got to pay the wages, you got to pay the transfer fee, and then the representative of England is just coming in. I do think that England has to cough up some insurance money when people get injured and stuff.
Yeah, maybe Warren Joyce for the England under 21 manager job.
Nah, fuck that.
Well, the FA...
I'd rather just keep him at United.
Well, yeah, no, but you could probably do it both. Because it's not an everyday job, is it?
Someone's saying they don't keep the money for playing, they give it to charity. All of them, all of the time.
Yeah, I
wonder if sat in the dressing room and Rooney's going around as club captain, or England team captain, he's got to go around and make sure, like, hey, what's a charity you're donating to, mate? And someone's, like, a bit peppered that month, they just bought a new Lambo, and they're like, oh, fucking hell, I want to keep hold of this.
Oh, they've got to get a super injunction.
Yeah, I need a super injunction. They'd be like, I don't really want to cough this up. I'm sure it's only about a grand or something anyway.
It's more than a grand.
I don't know. It's not amazing money, I don't think.
No, but it's not like what you're getting paid. It's not like really 300 grand a week.
It's also like they get world-class best of everything yeah. when they're there, don't they? I mean, look at how much they fucking blew on Wembley. Like Sam Allardyce said. The fuck? I'm not reading it out. Roy Keane, England manager. Now, again, like how and why would an Irishman want to manage an England team? Like, he's a proud fucking countryman.
And he's
like,
manager. Well, he's assistant manager. His own
team. I mean, I say this being English and having played for Scotland, like, but
It's not. They're not inspiring, are they? It's not like I can't be a soccer man.
That's it. If I saw, like, you know, Rashford and Angel Gomez start fucking doing it for England, I'd be more arsed, only because they're United players, but I can't ever fucking want to, like... Yeah. Especially when Gerrard and fucking Terry are in the team, and you just think...
Yeah, I mean, if you pick players who played and playing well and in form, rather than having this set aside and rather this, like, oh, well, he's done well for us in the qualifiers, so we're going to have to pick him. AKA Jack Wilshere.
Oh, he played for a team that finished in the top four, so you're in the fucking squad. Like, it used to be that big time. You play for Liverpool, you play for United, you play for Chelsea, not many of them, like Arsenal, City, you're in the team, you're in the squad. Whereas, actually...
There's a bit of variation now.
There was better players, you know, maybe someone at Crystal Palace deserved a shout. There was one of the centre-halves from Bournemouth that I thought was half-decent, and I would have took him over some of the other fuckers that ended up going. Like, I mean, Jack Wilshere played one more Premier League game than I did last year. What the fuck? One Premier League game and you go to a tournament where he plays... I think he played, like, three games in a tournament, didn't he? But what the fuck?
Dude, I mean, everything about, like, that tournament was just ridiculous. From start to finish, like, from picking the squad, the formations... Harry Kane on corners. Do you know what I mean?
Someone says, when did I play for Scotland? 2002, I played in the Home Nations at rugby league, proper rugby. I got a phone call saying, I'd like to get you in. This is probably a little bit rum, actually, but fuck it. I got a phone call saying, I'd like to pick you for the Great Britain team, but I can't pick anyone that doesn't play in the Home Nations. I was like, sweet, put me in the England squad. And he goes, the England squad's been picked and selected. You can't get into the England squad. I missed the trial day. And he goes, Scotland team's a bit short, though. I was like, what, so you're saying go and play for Scotland? He's like, yeah, have you got any Scottish heritage? I was like, no. I've never even been. And he's like, cool. Right, we're not saying that, though. So... So we made up some black Scottish heritage, and I played for Scotland against England, and I was turd against England as well. I had one of the worst games I've ever had in my life. Played all right against Wales and Ireland. Had a really good game against Wales, actually, but I was shit against England. Got absolutely pummeled. I had to learn the national anthem. They made me learn the national anthem as well, so I know the flower of Scotland.
You can make anything up, though.
And then
I had to pretend I was Sikh.
And do you know what?
I wasn't
one of the best players in the Scottish team, but I was the only one that was in the Great Britain squad after the Home Nations. Oh, what are you going to fucking do? And then we got bummed off the Australian schoolboys. Proper bummed.
Yeah, I can imagine. No Vaseline, Ice Cube.
No. Fucking hell. Be honest, John Terry or Rio Ferdinand? Rio Ferdinand. Do I think Zlatan would be a good England manager? Again, no. Yeah. Just like, you got to keep it nationals. What position did you play in football? Me, I played sub hard, and yeah, was never used.
Well, he was once.
Ben was a fucking player. Ben was a good left back. If he could run, he might have had a game in him, but can't fucking run.
So you just call that a quiz.
Do I think Lingard isn't as naturally talented as some other players and works hard? Yeah, I do. I actually think that's why he's in the squad, and you need a level in your squad.
And you need those that know what it's like to be from in and around Manchester.
Absolutely, yeah.
And have that desire to want to play for United, and it's like your life's ambition, if you like, to play for United.
Like when when the team news came out for the derby, I was buzzing that Imoral Rashford was in the starting.
Yeah.
Because I was like, they've not fucking got one. But a local fucking lad, it's the Manchester derby. It's not the United and City derby. No, it's the Manchester derby. So as much as we are a worldwide club and they're becoming a bit more of a worldwide club, it's still about that local pride. The fan base is still hugely made up of people in and around this place, and that's what fucking matters. Like, going into work after that was hanging. Put someone for a fucking wall. he's not actually a Mancunian, actually, from Warrington, well, yeah, but Warrington. I think his dad's a Manc.
Yeah, but
I've met his dad at a couple of derbies, actually.
Yeah, but he's lived around Manchester for years and years because he hangs around with Sonny Dunne's son.
Is FIFA leaving the Ballon d'Or going to give away for players, for different players to win it? Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, yeah, there's I think the new rules now, is it journalists are voting him in, is it?
Oh, fucking
no, hell. Well, I think the new way that they're doing it, if they'd have done the previous ones that way, then Messi would have won one less, and so would Ronaldo, whichever way.
Who would have won one?
Ribery.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I don't know the other one, if someone wants to let me know that one.
That, I mean, I guess it's interesting. It is bullshit the way it's so heavily favouring. And it's going to be
announced. Is it going to be announced in December as well?
Like the current one is.
Oh, is the current one December?
I think it's December. Ballon d'Or is usually December, and then it's FIFA Pro is later in the year, I think, for the World 11. I think that the... The Ballon d'Or, like, you're the best footballer in the world, that's such a fucking objective thing to try and rate and score, and, like, how the fuck can you say you had a greater impact? Like, look at the 99 United side, like...
But the Ballon d'Or winner invariably comes from a team that's playing in Europe, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, as far as I'm aware, it's never been a fucking Corinthians player or anything.
No, so, like, how do you... It's all subjective, isn't it, at the end of the day? Unless it's an
actual... And it's massively favoured for... it's massively favoured for Barcelona and Real Madrid.
Well, Real Madrid had a policy of just going buying out the Ballon d'Or winners, didn't it?
Yeah.
Which I think United want to do now.
It's more like MVP. But it isn't, because...
I don't know how that works.
It's the most valuable player, so... But is it, though? Is it the most valuable player?
I know what MVP means, but I would... Yeah, but... Oh, and just in terms of, like, stats, assists, goals, etc.
It's not always that, is it? It's not always that. How many would Ronaldo have won if he stayed at United? Probably one. The one he won. Who won it in 99? Rivaldo, this is what pisses me off about it, right? Because Rivaldo won it in 99 with David Beckham coming second, and you know that the United vote was split across six or seven players.
Yeah.
Schmeichel was in for a shout, Keane, Scholes in for a shout, the golden boot of Europe, Dwight York, was probably in for a shout, Ryan Giggs might have had a couple of votes, so all the people that was like United was also
Rivaldo's a sexy name, isn't it?
And he didn't get out of fucking group stages. There's no one that doesn't get out of group stages now. Barcelona didn't get out of group stage. Wrap that around your head.
Yeah, Barcelona weren't great. Well, they were decent, but they weren't like a powerhouse.
They had like one or two sexy names in that. United players who should have won a Ballon d'Or. I think Keane at some point. 2001 Roy Keane. I put him up against any player that's ever played the game. You can maybe argue Cantona, 96. No, actually, 96. Nah. He only played from October to December. Maybe 97.
But he didn't really perform in Europe, though, did he?
The team didn't really perform overly great in Europe.
We got knocked out by Dortmund in like 97.
Yep.
Semis.
We had about 300 shots.
We got beat by Monaco. Was it in
2000?
Oh, was that 2000? That was Henri.
Might have been 98. Was it 98?
Henri, wasn't it?
Did we lose to Monaco in 98 as well? Mm-hmm. Who won it in 2001? Oh, Zidane, God. I think.
I don't know.
So what? Ballon d'Or winners. I'm pretty sure Zidane won it in 2000 or 2001.
He probably won it in 2003, didn't he?
Just trying to see.
Oh no, Nedved won it in 2003. He was mint. Michael Owen in 2001.
Oh my God! Who'd have thunk it? Where's
Michael Owen? What was that on the back of then? Was that back of?
Oh, they went under plastic treble.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Can you see the iPhone charger?
No.
Is there? Can I reach it with my toe? I don't think I can reach it with my toe.
But that's something. Zidane won it in 98, Rivaldo 99, Figo 2000, Michael
original Ronaldo 2002, Nedved 03, Shevchenko 04,
yeah, he mint.
Ronaldinho 05, no argument. Cannavaro on the back of a World Cup win. Then Kaká, Ronaldo, Messi, and that's just who it's fucking stayed with, aren't they? Yeah. Just fucking pass it back and forth. I need to get up and find a charger, bro. That's going to die. 1 second.
Well, it's
10
to go anyway, there.
Yeah, in fact, it's all the way over there. On the book. Can't see it, forget it. 2008 was Jemba Jemba. I don't think it was. Proper discussion, please. Captain after Rooney. Fuck knows. There's not really an obvious candidate.
Well,
for me
Smalling's got it in a minute, hasn't he? But that's, I think that's kind of by default. But Rooney, like we said, was last week was by default.
Yeah, there's a lack of leadership at United, I think.
He's not going to give it Zlatan for a year because he wants someone who's going to be taking it on moving forward. So, Pogba, maybe?
I need to see more leadership from him than I'm seeing at the moment.
I mean, that's just as like throwing it out there because I can't really think. It'll probably be Smalling, won't it?
I think it probably will be Smalling, yeah. Just going to check Reddit real quick, see if there's any questions been posted into Reddit. And there's not. So, I'm going to get a message though. So, I think that'll do us for tonight. So, thank you guys for joining us. Please subscribe on iTunes, on Facebook. Hit up MUFC Latest on Facebook as well. For people saying De Gea, yeah, if De Gea's going to stick around,
then which he might well do now.
Then he could do, yeah. He could be a striker from the back.
Someone just said we should buy Henderson as a good captain. Behave.
Fuck
off. That was a joke.
How about fuck off, man? Oh, yeah, we have had a go. I've had a go at FIFA 17. I'm going to try and get a video out on that tomorrow. Looks okay, I suppose, at the moment. I've not really gone deep on it, but yeah, give me a chance. I've literally played one match, beat Chelsea 2-1. Rashford scored with his first touch, pretty much. So thank you guys for joining us next Thursday, 9 o'clock usual time, and whenever United don't have a game, it'll be Thursday 9 o'clock. When we do have a game, we'll probably go Friday. I reckon. Yeah. I think suits us both probably the best. But again, thank you guys for joining us. It's been awesome. Subscribe to us on iTunes. If you've only dipped in for a couple of minutes and you missed the whole thing will be on iTunes within a couple of hours. Join us in for the live comments and get involved in the interaction. We are on MUFC Latest on Facebook. We're on my channel on YouTube and on iTunes as well. Hit us both up on Twitter. Give Ben a follow at the name underneath him right here. Badums 1983. Give me a follow if you don't already. And we'll see you later, lads. See you in a bit.
Peace.